Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Memorial Day weekend gets moving this Saturday and the second annual Memorial Run for the Red, White, and Blue at Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. David Worthington is one of the event's coordinators and joins me in studio to share more. David, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad that you're here. Tell us, how did the idea of a run-walk event come about for Chenault?
Well, last year was the first run, and the idea was generated through the director of the museum and their staff. And they conducted last year's first run out at the Chenault Park near the golf course. Mm-hmm. And being a recreational runner myself and another friend, we're both veterans, we participated in the run and learned about it and made a few changes for this year.
When does the race get underway Saturday?
The gun starts at 8 a.m. The gun sounds at 8 a.m.
And it is a walk also.
Yeah. Walkers are welcomed, and there are race day registration facilities. Walk-ups can register on race day.
Tell us about the route and some of the work that went into its design. It's kind of unique, kind of special.
Well, as I mentioned, last year's race was out at the Chenault Park, mm-hmm. and we felt that the race needed to occur at the museum. And we've had excellent cooperation from the Monroe Airport Authority and the Monroe City Police Department. And so we have a wonderful window of opportunity. There's a flight out at 6:30 a.m. at the airport.
Right.
And there's not another until 10 a.m. Therefore, we've gotten permission to begin start the race at the museum and end the race right at the museum. It will take a route down past the air terminal, right out Central Avenue, back down to Kansas Lane, coming back in front of the air terminal, and then coming back to the museum. And a 5K is 3.1 miles, but there will be a fun run, fun walk 1K, which is 6/10 of a mile. And there's a lot of walkers that we're excited about the fact that we have 200 registrants already. We'd like to get to 250. Mm-hmm. So you can walk, come up, and register on race day.
Should be a beautiful setting with the airfield there.
Yes, we're thankful about that.
Yeah. Will top finishers be recognized following the run?
Yes. There are first, second, and third placements, mm-hmm. Medals for all age groups. 14 and under, then 15 to 19 years, and that goes on five-year increments all the way up to 70 and over.
Oh, okay.
And last week I participated in a little race, and there was an 83-year-old man. he always wins his category. But he's a delightful fella in our community, and he's an avid runner.
Yeah. More power to them. The recognition of those top finishers, but also there are some presentations, David, and special ceremonies following the run as well.
We're grateful to have some help with that. So there'll be some music. But being Memorial Day, we wanted it to be a special observance. So we have enlisted a color guard through the local recruiting stations here, and there'll mm-hmm. be a representative from the Marines, Air Force, Navy, Army. Unfortunately, we haven't been able we don't have a Coast Guard recruiting center in our area.
But the call is out.
But the call is out. And we'll have those there, a presentation of the flags, then followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that we do with our flag, and then also followed by the National Anthem, which will be sung by everyone to participate, but, mm-hmm. but it'll be led by five men, many of whom are veterans, and accompanied by a brass quartet from Sterlington High School and a lady by the name of Elise Lane playing the keyboard. That music will occur, and then there'll be a time of observing, recognizing the memorial soldiers of previous wars and conflicts, and then mm-hmm. Those who are living veterans as well. So there'll be taps played, And at the conclusion of TAPS, we've planned a red, white, and blue balloon release. And we're excited about being able to do that. There will be only two reasons why we can't, if there's overcast skies or if we miss our window. But we don't think we'll of time. But we think we'll be on time and keep it that way. The airport authority has given us permission to do that.
With the investment of your time and effort, how do you view the work of Chenault's Museum and its work with veterans? Why your support?
As I mentioned, I am a veteran. I'm a Vietnam veteran and came through the Army ROTC program here at Northeast Louisiana State College prior to being ULM, but have come back to this area 13 years ago and have really only been involved as a volunteer at the museum in the last 6 or 7 years. But I believe it's one of the best-kept treasures of Northeast Louisiana. And I know they do many educational programs there for people of all ages, but school field trips are through there every week of the school year, and other groups that come and gather there. And tours of the museum are free. And until you go inside, it's attractive from the outside, and there have been improvements with a lot of beautiful things on the outside. But until you go inside, you're not aware of what's there. And there are wonderful historical things that we need to preserve and pass on. And they help us in that way.
Yeah. Well, the race gets underway, the memorial run for the red, white, and blue this Saturday at 8 a.m. David, how can you find out more?
FitRightRacing.com is the place, the website, where registration can occur online, or you can find out more there. As I said, there are walk-ups for race day registration that'll come that morning. Or you can call the museum itself.
David, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.